From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
The people we're negotiating with, smilingly, they really agree with us. I really believe they cannot believe they've gotten away with this for so long.
The U.S. President Donald Trump, as he signs a presidential memorandum today, initiating actions to consider imposing tariffs on a long list of nearly 1,300 Chinese imported products worth about $60 billion. Now, the move could limit China's ability to invest in the U.S. technology industry, setting the stage for a possible trade war with Beijing.
The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good.
Now, Wall Street had its own reciprocal reaction today, dropping over 700 points out of fear of a trade war. He also blamed the unfair Chinese trade practices for the U.S. trade deficit with China, which has reached a record $375 billion on his watch. Now, as he left the meeting, the president indicated his willingness to testify before the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
Would you like to testify to special counsel Robert Mueller, sir?
Thank you.
I would like to.
Trump's response came after one of his personal attorneys, John Dowd, confirmed that he is stepping down. At least 14 people were killed and 10 others wounded in a car bomb blast near a hotel in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. The blast comes almost exactly a month after two car bomb blasts in Mogadishu shattered a months-long period of calm in the city, killing at least 21 people. This is VOA News. Austin, Texas Police Chief Brian Manley says suspected serial bomber Mark Condit left behind a 25-minute-long cell phone video before killing himself as police moved in to arrest him.
It was a confession because he was, and I even called it as such, that he was admitting to what he had done.
But Condit said it was really more than a confession.
But instead, it is the outcry of a very challenged young man talking about challenges in his personal life that led him to this point.
Police believe Condit was behind six bombs in and around Austin, Texas over the last 3 weeks, five of which exploded, killing two people and seriously wounding five others.
Yes, there were indications that he stated in the video that he felt like we were getting very close to him.
Condit killed himself by setting off a seventh bomb in his car early Wednesday morning. More than 1,500 Syrian rebel fighters and their families are evacuating a town in the besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta as the army moves closer to recapturing the entire capital. Dozens of white buses pulled out of the town of Harasta on their way to Idlib, which is still in rebel hands. Rebel officials say they expect the evacuation to last several days and will leave just two other eastern Ghouta enclaves in opposition control. The evacuation deal was brokered by Russia and worked out between Syrian rebels and the government. It also includes a prison swap and is similar to other agreements that let opposition fighters and their families leave besieged areas peacefully. The father of one of the Nigerian schoolgirls still unaccounted for after Boko Haram extremists returned 104 girls from a mass abduction says he believes his daughter and others are dead and buried. One of the schoolgirls who was returned spoke of those who did not.
There were five of us that died. Those that died were not killed by Boko Haram. They died because they were trampled upon. It was stress and trauma that made them tired and weak.
At least one of the freed girls has said a Christian classmate remained captive while those released are Muslim. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where a report by the UN Secretary General and High Commissioner for Human Rights on the critical situation in Yemen has been submitted to the UN.
The United Nations condemns the Saudi coalition's blockade of Yemen's sea and airports. It says the restrictions on imports and humanitarian assistance are compounding the already unbearable suffering of millions of people. The United Nations says 22 million Yemenis are in need of humanitarian aid and 8 million are at risk of famine. The UN Refugee Agency estimates more than 2 million people are internally displaced. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
That's the latest world news from VOA.